Welcome to Fire and Wind.
Hello.
Okay. Welcome to Fire and Wind. We're here to worship the King, the Lord, the Great I Am, the Living One, the Living Word, the Great Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, the True Vine, the living water, the living bread, the Lion of Judah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. Father, so many names, they never end, just like you. So many facets of a diamond, that's who you are. As we turn the diamond, we see something shining, you shining on each facet, revealing a new name to us, Father. And then you're gracious enough to give us a new name. A new name in heaven. We have a spirit that has come alive because of you. We are a new man, a new creature. We have a new and better covenant. I often say to myself, why are you complaining? Why are you upset? Why are you critical? When you have everything you need for life and godliness. Everything for life. Everything for life. Everything for life. Abundant life. An absolutely changed life. Your spirit comes alive. It once was dead. It's now alive. That's a changed life. As you walk through Walmart, so many people with dead spirits. I want to care more about those with dead spirits. As we walk through Home Depot looking for our item, are we also looking for lost sheep? Do we care with the person at the checkout? Do we care? We have a spirit that's alive. We have everything we need for life and godliness. Jesus, give us courage to open our mouths. I fail so often, God. But when I do reach out, so often the person ends up with a seed or with the entire gospel. If I would just take a step, if I would just reach out more, give out the heart of your Father and watch the smile, or ignore it, or want to give it back, but they don't. How many of the ones that we've given out, has someone read it and we haven't been there? They read it. You touched their heart. Maybe they had to read it 3 or 4 times over a month. They just kept seeing it there in their office, in their bedroom, in their car. Or they remembered the conversation you had with them. Do we care? Jesus, help us to care. Your compassion was full. You went all day long and then prayed early in the morning to your Father. Exhausted, giving yourself out, healing, delivering, bringing people into relationship with you. When was the last time we were exhausted giving out the gospel? When was the last time we were tired because we listened to someone pour their heart out and then gave them the answer, a person, Jesus Christ, for whatever was bothering them? More than a listening ear, we become a mouthpiece, a voice, a megaphone into their spirit, wanting their spirit to be shaken and come alive. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. As this goes out on live stream, Father, we pray that someone would run across this and get saved. They would see Jesus is all, not just someone you put in the back pocket or try to. He doesn't fit in the back pocket. He's way too big. He must be king on the throne that we bow to. Yes, Lord. All these names for our benefit, do we give them out to others? Do we receive them for ourselves? Can we get rid of our criticism? Can we get rid of down days? Because you're so after our hearts, you're so abundant in your gifts to us, your love to us. Can you take away our critical spirit, Lord? Because we have a spirit that's alive. And gratitude can overcome a critical spirit. Love can overcome a critical spirit. Jesus, help us. We fail so often, but your grace is right here. Do we connect with you, Jesus, or are we far away acting like we're drawing close? Are we in our own world, building our own little kingdom and waving at your kingdom, waving at you, King of Kings? Oh yeah, I remember, you're there, rather than running to the throne, throwing ourselves upon you, Lord, being serious about our worship, serious about giving our life to you, transforms everything. If we've sinned once, it brings a gap in our relationship, Lord. Jesus, you paid for all that so we could be close. You paid for that mess. We made a mess of things before we knew you. We may have made a mess since we've known you. And your grace is sufficient if we'll turn to you, turn to you, turn to you, and mean it. No more games, no more schemes, no more trying to fake you out. Jesus, receiving what you're offering, paying a price with our lives for what you're selling. You are the pearl of great price, and we are the pearl to you. We should be giving ourselves to you so you can put us as a pearl necklace around your neck, close to your heart. Are we willing? Are we offering ourselves? Are we saying, yes, Lord, more? Or is it going to be business as usual, another day, where I take over after waving at you, Jesus? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive us. Are you with us when we're busy? Of course you are. You'd love some conversation even when we're busy. You'd love some attention even when we're busy because it's best for us. You love it, but it's best for us. The more attention we give to you, the more compassion we'll have for other people, the more care we'll have for other people. If we're close to you, we'll care about other people. That's just the way it works. Since you have such a huge heart of compassion to die on a cross for people's sins, raised from the dead, show yourself to them. You didn't just take off. You didn't just go in the Spirit up to be with your Father after you're raised from the dead. You revealed yourself to over 500 people, the Bible says. It happened. The resurrection happened. 500 witnesses of you dying on the cross and raising from the dead. What more do we need? You spent time with us before you went to heaven, before you ascended, for a reason. We had to see you were victorious so we could be victorious. We had to believe, whether we were Thomas or whether we were Peter or whether we were Mary, we had to believe in your resurrection power. Because when you left, you sent the Holy Spirit so we could have that resurrection power continually. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are we living in resurrection power? Or are we just waving at you? We just want to be more powerful, but we never know how to connect to the circuit. Connect to the outlet. It's simple. We ask your forgiveness. We come into your presence with worship. We have a desire to truly bend our life, not just our knee. And then you will open our mouth, that we instantly have a ministry to others, because we'll be so in love with you, Jesus. We want to see you, Lord, seated on the throne, exalted, the train of your robe filling the temple with glory, the whole earth filled, the whole earth filled with your glory. Is it just that you're going to do that without us? No, you want us to carry the glory. And you'll probably do a little extra beyond us. But you want us to be the carriers of your glory to the earth. And starts with holy, 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 holy. Holy is the Lord. Just like the angels. Lots of holy, so that we realize we're in the presence of someone that transforms everyone in the presence. So why wouldn't we want to invite other people to come to know you so they can experience the presence? Those people in Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, if they have a dead spirit, they cannot connect with you, Lord. They cannot connect with you unless they turn. Their sin has made a chasm between them and you. We can take away the distance by our witness to them. The gospel takes away the distance. We're the carriers of your glory. We're not the glory. We're the carriers of your gospel. We're not the gospel. But the gospel has changed us. We have a testimony. that we can add to the conversation. Yes, Lord. Have us see you and be different. Have us see you in your glory and be different and become carriers of the glorious gospel. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of your robe fills the temple with glory. And the whole earth is filled. Yes, the whole earth is filled. And the whole earth is filled with your glory. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of your robe fills the temple with glory. And the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with your glory. And victorious. Our God is holy. Our God is holy. Holy are you, Lord of Lords. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. You are the Lord. You're high and lifted up in glory. You are the Lord. So high and lifted up in glory. You are the Lord. You're high and lifted up in glory. You are the Lord. High and lifted up. You are the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. The great I am. You're the living word. I give myself to you alone. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus.
from glory to glory. Strength is strength. He's taking us from glory to glory.
Huh.
Strength is strength. He's taking us from glory to glory.
Something good about singing out, Jesus, I love you. Do you know when you're in his presence, when you draw real close, when you're soaking, when you are still for a heartbeat or two? Jesus will often come in, and the first thing he says is, I love you. Because he knows we need to hear that. I value you. I love you. I'm for you. I'm not against you. I'm with you always through Holy Spirit dwelling inside. Are you experiencing that from me? I love you. Are you experiencing that? Or is there a block? Is there something holding up that flow of love from me to you? Daughter, son, it's not on my end. He'll just tell us, it's not on my end. If we're soaking in him, if we're drawing into him, he'll let us know, I am not holding love back from you. You've had that happen through people, but not from me. So I love you. Oh, but Jesus, you don't know my day. I do know your day. I know more about your day than you know your day. And I love you. No hesitation. No holding back. Because he knows we'll change more if he loves us than if he holds back love from us. We'll be transformed. That's how we met him in the first place. His love was extended to us. It was drawing us. It was wooing us. It was romancing us. We drew into his heart and we were born again. It's no different with the rest of our lives. He doesn't suddenly then back up and not press in. No. He presses in with that love continually. It's what changes us. It seems way too slow of a process, but we're changing to be more like him, to care like he cares, to have compassion like him, and a passion for the gospel and a passion for people, his treasure, and less about us and more about them, and less about us and more about him, and less about us and more about them, and less about us and more about him. Jesus, transform us tonight. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to sing the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break.
your name light. Break every stronghold, shine through the dark shadows, burn like a fire.
I always want to say darkness there.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety.
It'll kill us.
To every soul held captive by depression, oh, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is Jesus in the darkness over.
Can I just point out to you, His name is power. His name is healing. All these names He's revealed to us. These aren't just words, blah, blah, in a song, something that rhymes. It needs to be reality, power for us to live each day. Have you seen the hits start to add up? The enemy is getting afraid, so he's hitting Christians more. That's how he'll discourage many, and many will fall from the faith. But it's also how those of us that are empowered by the Lord and rely on that power and rely on that healing every time we're hit by the enemy, and we overcome it because we're overcomers and warriors, it's how the earth will be won, because we will be stronger rather than weaker because of the hits of the enemy. Are you understanding? Are you understanding? We will be stronger because of the hits of the enemy. The Lord will rise up in us and bring us that power we need to overcome. Bring us that healing over every sickness, disease, condition, and just plain annoyance in our bodies. Some things are just an annoyance. And He can overcome it. He can overcome the big stuff and the small stuff. We pray for everyone that has cancer, Father. Within the sound of my voice and beyond the sound of my voice, we stand to kill cancer. Father, we stand to kill cancer. By the authority given to us by Jesus, we rebuke it in the bodies of the people that we know of that have it, God. And it's not bigger than Jesus. It's not bigger than the name of Jesus. We cast it down. We cast down diabetes. If you have diabetes, we cast it out of your body. We come against it with the fury of Jehovah Rapha, the healer, your healer, your healer, your healer. He has a name to heal. Does He have to heal anyone in heaven? Not really. No. Only here. So we can activate that name to heal. And He desires it. He loves it. We don't understand everything about it. Only He does, because He's Jehovah Rapha. But when we call out on that name, something happens in bodies. So we say yes and amen to that. Yes and amen to that. Conditions of our body that have been long term or short term, go in Jesus' name. Cancer, go. Diabetes, go. Bone, things in the bones, in the blood of the bones, wash through, Jesus, with your blood. Fresh blood in those that know you. We plead the blood over them, even through their bones. A new infusion. So much better than when we get blood at the hospital. Blood running through our arteries and veins from Jesus. Purified blood, killing every sickness, every disease. Yes, Lord, we pray that over people. Those that are so sick, they've lost hope. Be their hope, Jesus, Jehovah Rapha. We invoke that name tonight, and we believe it goes beyond whoever's listening. We believe it goes into the atmosphere and affects people, Father, miles from here, that aren't even listening to this live stream, aren't even here tonight. Jesus, your name is powerful. We just need to use it as the sword that it is, the weapon it is. Yes, Lord, I'm encouraged to do that. I need it. I need you to encourage me, Lord, to use your name more. We aren't using the weapons of our warfare. Are mighty. We aren't using those mighty weapons enough. No condemnation. Let's just start doing it. Yes, Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
When Pastor Bill was speaking about healing, I just felt compelled to come up and share that I had a healing. I was hit with something really strong, very painful, right after church on Sunday. And it was like, oh, yeah, not good, not fun. And so normally we would call for help if we needed help and all that, which we still do. But we just really felt stand on God's word, stand on the word of God, and see this thing through. So the Lord really touched me, and I'm totally healed of this thing. And it was fairly quick. The enemy tried the next day to come back in full force, fast, and it wasn't fun. So I called Pastor Billy. He was down in his office in the basement, and I said, let's pray again, because it was healed very quickly the day before. There was a lot of pain with it. But with prayer and pressing into the word, just like he was saying and singing out, the enemy had to flee. It was really amazing. And so I'm just here as a living testimony. So the reason I'm saying that is that I know that at least online, maybe nobody here is feeling anything. I don't know. But anyone who wants to join me, I want to pray out for healing, because we really do need to stand and believe this and break every stronghold and take the steps. I was speaking to a friend that I hadn't seen in many years, and we had tea today later on in the afternoon. And anyway, I was praying for some big things. But the faith to see the breakthrough was there. And I believe the Lord is saying, don't let anything attack your faith. Don't let anything keep you from what God's best is. And sometimes we don't see results right away, and then that can be discouraging, but the Lord has his way, and he knows what it is, what it's going to take. But you don't stop praying, you don't stop believing, you keep going. It was really interesting. Today I was on a Zoom call in Germany, well, I was here, obviously, and I felt that the Lord was going to connect me during a breakout session with somebody that I would be able to impart some of this to, which I was able to do. And it was a doctor who had just gotten out of medical school, and this doctor has been a doctor for 2 years. And I know where she lives, in Zurich, Switzerland, and we were talking. And the Lord said, just pour into her. You've been walking this road for a very long time. And the anointing that I give you will spill right into her, which will spill into many in the Switzerland area. So it's really been on my heart and my mind today, and we never know what each other is going to do on a Tuesday or a Sunday. It just doesn't work that way. We just flow with the Spirit. So I just really sense that if there's anybody here who just wants to stand with me, And we want to pray out for those who may have something going on. And it may be intense. And it might be a cancer or something like that. Nobody has to say on the mic what it is that they have unless you want to. And we may ask, so are you feeling better and all of that. But sometimes we can get into something really rote, which is, well, this is what we do. This is what we say. You know, when I got saved, nobody told me anything. I had no idea what was going on, and there was no altar call. So there are ways of the kingdom, but God can use many different ways to bring his sheep in and heal the lost. Okay? So if anybody wants to join me, we're going to pray out right now. If you're sensing, that's me, I just want to pray out in the mic. You don't have to have fancy words. You don't have to say everything right. It's just this unction is rising of faith to pray out for healing. If anybody is feeling that, just come up and join me. I don't need you, and God doesn't need you. Okay? But at the same time, he says, step out, because he's going to use us. Okay? So it's that's what I'm saying. It's not I have to. It's not a performance thing. So if that's you, come on up if you want to pray out. Does anybody need healing? If you need healing, okay. If there's healing, just come in the front row. If anybody wants to join us, we're going to pray. Because there's timing for everything. The Lord says, pray for anything that moves. Pray wherever you go. When Pastor Bill was praying out when we first started this at 7, that's when we are listening, what's going on, because what he's declaring out, he's seeing in the spirit, so there's a momentum that's building. And sometimes we're praying for the same thing over and over and over, and the Lord's saying, you know, there's a reason why there isn't a breakthrough. So whatever that is, we want to give it to the Lord, right? A whole lot of people up here not feeling good. Anybody want to join me? Pray out. So, Father, you're Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Jesus, that you're our healer. Thank you, Lord, that as we sang out earlier, before we sang, I speak the name of Jesus, Lord, you said very clearly that you're high and lifted up and the train of your robe fills the temple. Isaiah saw you, and he was cut to the heart. I just thank you for Isaiah 6 that Pastor Bill spoke out, sang out. And I thank you, Father, right now, that this is an Isaiah 6 moment where Isaiah encountered you. He actually saw you. He saw your eyes. And the burning tongs touched his lips, and he was released from that which was holding him back. I just thank you, Father, that as he had an encounter with you, he was forgiven of his sin, of any block, and he was also touched deep down in his soul. Oh, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for your majesty right now. And I thank you, Father, that this is the time that you want to do a mighty, powerful work in any of us. We thank you for great breakthrough. And Lord, you told me many years ago, don't let anybody talk you out of your stand and your belief for healing that's in my word. And Lord, I've not forgotten that. And I'm believing right now that you're doing a mighty work. And I believe that you're stopping for the one and you're healing those right now who are not well. If you're watching online and that's you, and the Lord is saying to you, just receive this prayer. Just receive this prayer. And we're going to believe that something's going to happen to you. And we believe that God is so faithful to be able to come and wipe out everything that rises up against you in your body. That doesn't mean we don't have a need for doctors. That doesn't mean we don't have a need for medicine. No, what it means is that you're the divine physician and your power is the greatest power there is. So we just thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming right now. Thank you for what you did for me very quickly in a very difficult and painful situation. Thank you, Father, that you're teaching all of us what to do and how to walk through and not step back, but to step in and take our authority and walk in the authority that you've given us. And I just thank you, Father. This isn't for the foreign mission field alone. This is for right here, right now. So I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. So Holy Spirit, come with your powerful anointing right now. If that's you and you're not well and you need something from the Lord, just put your hands up. Just raise your hands to heaven. I just see a picture of that. It's not for me. I believe it's a sense of surrender to the Lord that you want to hear what he's saying and receive what he's doing. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Just come. Father, we rebuke any spirit of infirmity that's been touching bodies over and over and over in this place. And we thank you, Father, that your healing anointing is pervasive here. We thank you for your power that's here tonight. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the high authority, the level of authority that's here to remove all darkness, to remove all blocks, to remove all barriers. And that includes sickness and disease and any kind of infirmity. So we thank you, Father, that you're changing us in your presence right now. And we bind anything that would come against these bodies now. And we stop working against them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you go to the root and pull up the root, Jehovah Mapalti, right now, of what is continuing to keep this thing moving and going in each one of the bodies. I thank you for the ferocity of your spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your fire is here. I thank you for your fire that's going through the bodies. Hey, I thank you, Holy One, right now. Release the fire into these bodies that bring the breakthrough. Thank you, Holy One, right now, for those who need that touch from heaven right now. The very power and presence of you, oh God, is doing it. Not me, not my words. I'm just a catalyst. Let your fire be released right now in your powerful, matchless name. Thank you, Father, for the release of the Spirit. Release the Spirit. Release the power and the anointing of the Spirit of the living God right now into every body, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Be that cancer, be that any malady in their hip or their body or their wrist or their hand or their any part of their organs, anything at all. Any place, Father. Any place where circulation has been a problem. Any place, Lord God, where you want to touch and that people are saying, yes and amen, I receive this, with a willingness to actually listen to how you say to eat and to walk and to live with our bodies. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for a turnaround right now. And thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that there's no unbelief right now that's allowed to stay. We bind unbelief and we release the spirit of faith right now in your mighty name. Let faith arise right now. Faith arise right now. Faith arise right now. Hey, that faith without works is dead. So we thank you, Father, that we are standing in the gap for those who aren't doing it for themselves. Faith arise. Let the spirit of faith come in this place right now. Thank you, Lord. Touch everybody. Touch every mind. Touch every will and emotion right now. Touch our children, oh God. Right now, we stand in the gap. We put a fiery hedge, a wall of fire around them, oh God. Right now, in your mighty name, thank you, Father. We speak life. We speak freedom. We speak wholeness. We speak complete liberty. Set the captives free right now in your mighty name, that each one here will take their portion and they will speak out and they will release healing and delivering power over the people that they know. And they will be set free of their own malady. It will come as we continue to step in. Thank you, Father, for the gift of faith right now being released and the working of miracles right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let it rise. Let your spirit rise. Let your spirit rise. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Your fire is still moving. I see it in the spirit. I see the fire of the Holy One here. I see fire surrounding our building. I see fire surrounding individual lives, individual people right now. Stand in the gap for the one next to you and believe for somebody else and believe that there's going to be a movement right now, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the spirit of the living God. And the Lord says, receive what I'm doing because I am the spirit of faith right now. Thank you, Holy One. Let it come. 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 Let it come, because your name is power. Your name is power. Let's be on our feet and let's sing out. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. And break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire right now. Come on, let's sing it out together. Your name is power.
Dark. That we just enter in, Father, by faith, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your name is power. Lord, your name is might. Lord, we thank you that your name is faithful. Your name is true. Holy One. And Lord, you have established, Lord, a covenant with us. Holy One. Where, Lord, you've released healing through your body broken on the cross, Lord. Holy One, you released healing, Lord, through the stripes, Lord, on your back, Father. That, Lord, every whip, stroke on your back, Lord, was a different disease, Lord, being healed in Jesus' name. Holy One, Holy One, Lord, that for each drop of your blood shed, Lord, cleansing out bodies, Father, as us, Lord, your covenant children, enter into that. I'm just hearing tonight we're going to enter into a time of communion. And when we're entering in, it's not just remembrance. It's a faith activation in what Jesus already accomplished. Everything that we're standing and believing for, every healing that's been released, the Lord said it is finished when he was on the cross. And we just enter in right now. Holy One, humbled before you, Lord, knowing, Lord, that all we can do is look to you and believe and say that every single promise that you made, Father, for us, every single promise you made for us, Jesus, every single promise you made for us, Holy Spirit, we will enter into, we will celebrate, and we will hold fast to. Because, Lord, you haven't given up on us. And, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name that it's by your Spirit on the inside that we can even stand and fight in battle, Lord. In Jesus' name, Holy One. So I encourage you, if you're here, take your elements there around. Holy One. Holy One. Lord, we sanctify these in Jesus' name. Set them apart, Lord. And Lord, we acknowledge your body broken for us, your blood shed for us, for every disease, every sickness, every malady. There's natural medications to correct things that you blessed us with, sure. But Lord, the answer is Jesus. It's you. You're the solution to cancer. You're the best cancer treatment. Jesus is the best cancer treatment. And it's not even treatment. He's victorious over cancer. He's crushed it under its foot. It's nothing to him. He breathes on it and it's gone. Cancer is nothing to Jesus. Nothing compared to the blood. There isn't any situation or circumstance that anyone on the face of the earth is facing physically that Jesus is not triumphant over. Every situation will bend its knee to him. And I encourage you tonight, as we partake in communion, we're partaking in that victory, saying it's being crushed under the foot of Jesus. Every cancer, every blood disease, every blindness, deaf ear, digestive issues, mental instability and problems, none of that is none of that is bigger than Jesus. Alzheimer's doesn't have to be people's portion. Mental debility as people age doesn't have to be their portion, because Jesus is the one who can carry and bring peace to the mind. He whose mind is stayed on you, I'll keep in perfect peace. There's truth in that. Let's believe that. Let's hold fast to that. We're declaring that out. We don't want to shrink that. So when we hear negative reports of health situations, we're going to speak Jesus. We're going to apply his blood. We're going to say that whatever natural treatments are there, there's an even better spiritual treatment. And it's the blood of Jesus that we can enter into by faith right now and apply to the situation. And the Lord's not intimidated by the difficulty of the circumstance. He says, you can do it. He's raising us up to declare it out, to speak it out, to pray it out. Holy One. So if you're in here or you're watching online, cancer dies in Jesus' name. It leaves. Blood issues leave in Jesus' name. Mental stability, instability, and confusion and depression leave in Jesus' name. No schizophrenia for anyone in Jesus' name. Holy One. If that's you and you're hearing these things and you're like, I don't have that faith on the inside of me, I don't have that belief, it doesn't seem that way, right now in Jesus' name, we take that cap off in the Spirit in Jesus' name, and we say that you do have that faith because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you and breathes faith into you right now. Just agree with the sound of heaven. Rise above and repent of agreeing with the negative situation and circumstance. Holy One, right now, Lord, we just release faith to come into hearts. Supernatural. Holy One, I just see people popping up. It's like impossible situations are these waves and you're drowning, and the Holy Spirit just breathes into you and you pop up through faith onto that surface and you're saying, I believe in Jesus' name. Just declare that out. I believe in Jesus' name. I believe you're healing in Jesus' name. I believe you're freeing me in Jesus' name. I believe that you're bigger than any problem in Jesus' name. I believe that you're bigger than any problem in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive us where we've made you too small in our eyes, Lord. In Jesus' name, you're not smaller than a cancer diagnosis. Lord, you're not smaller than a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, Lord, or diabetes, or whatever it is, Lord. You're bigger. And so, Lord, we ask forgiveness, Father, for believing a lie that you're not big enough. Holy One. And the cross, he took care of it all on the cross. So let faith arise in your hearts. Let faith arise in your hearts. And as we partake, it's our act of faith, believing the finished work of the cross. The finished work of the cross. Holy One. It's over. It's finished. And it's catching up to reality. He's releasing a breakthrough right now for each and every single one of you in Jesus' name. So partake in Jesus' name. Situation and circumstance, Lord, we declare naturally lines up with the truth and the reality of the finished work of the cross. In Jesus' name, Holy One, every impossible situation bends its knee to Jesus right now. 100%, Lord, in Jesus' name, you are the God of the impossible. So, Lord, we declare that you're moving in impossible situations, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you have the final word and the final say. Lord, in Jesus' name, we offer ourselves to that. We believe that. We receive that. We don't shrink back from that. Holy One, and Lord, you produce that in us, Lord, and we receive that in Jesus' name. Holy One, Holy One, we don't shrink back, Lord. Holy One, we don't hide, Father, from that. Holy One, I just see you, Lord, taking different people into encounters with you right now in your presence, Lord, releasing healing, releasing freedom, releasing, I just see somebody's ligaments, like whether there's arthritis and different things in your left arm, I just see the Lord breathing and just dissolving all of that arthritis all the way through your arm. And all the way out. In Jesus' name, if that's you, whether you're in here or you're watching online, receive that. Holy One. Holy One. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Just believe that's what I'm hearing, that there's somebody who's watching, but there's a family member in here that has received a diagnosis of leukemia. That's reversed in the name of Jesus. Oh, we break and we cancel that in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over that leukemia, and we command it to leave bodies now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Holy One. And if anyone's dealing with pain in their neck and their joints and their vertebrae and their neck, and you've gone to chiropractor or different things, I'm just hearing for somebody's neck, the Lord's releasing healing right now, all the way up and down your spine and your neck, and that whole area, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're so good, Lord. As we were up here and just praying out and declaring, the Lord brought back to memory just an encounter that I had with him on a mission field a number of years ago. And I struggled with depression when I was in high school and had a diagnosis from a doctor, took medication, all of that. Long story short, gave my life to Jesus, turned it around. Didn't really know that I struggled with all of that. Was on a mission trip, was in a place of worship, worshiping the Lord similar to tonight, and the Lord took me into an encounter, and he took me and began to walk me back through my life and show me where depression had come against me consistently, and it was an assignment of the enemy against me in my life to destroy me. And he walked me back through my high school years, junior high, grade school. I'm a toddler. He showed me different times of rejection, pain, heartache, wounding. Then I'm not only a toddler, I'm an infant, I'm a baby. He showed me in my mother's womb, the moment I was conceived, that there was an assignment of the enemy of depression against me and my life. And as he walked me all the way back through that, he said, Andy, I didn't create you to carry that depression. I took care of that depression on the cross. I didn't create you that way.
I didn't create you to carry that. And what the Lord showed me is that I didn't know that that was the assignment against me. So in my life, I began to come into agreement with that diagnosis, and I was just like, I'm Andy Summers, and part of who I am is I'm depressed and I struggle with that. And the Lord's like, your agreement with that and your belief of that allowed that to happen in your life. And I was like, but Lord, I didn't know. And the Lord's like, well, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. You didn't know, but right now you know, because I'm showing you. And what I'm asking you to do is to repent for believing the lie of the enemy's assignment against you of depression. And he said, as you repent from that, the reality of what Jesus took on the cross, because in that encounter he showed me that on the cross, Jesus took my depression. And I don't have to own it anymore. And in that moment, in that encounter, it was the reality of what Jesus accomplished on the cross broke through my natural life and created a shift in my physical body and in the makeup of my brain. And depression was gone because Jesus healed it. And what I realized is that the Lord, through that encounter, gave me a living, basically, stone that I can remember that when the enemy would bring depression up again, I could say, oh no, I wasn't created for depression. In fact, I remember the encounter where the Lord showed me that I wasn't created for it, and he referenced the cross. I got a reference for it. But the Lord bring it through on my behalf. And that's what he has for each and every single one of us. That's what is happening tonight in the Spirit. He's healing those different things on the inside of you. And it's okay. You know, part of me could have been offended and had been like, well, Lord, I don't, what do I need to repent of? I didn't know. But I came into agreement. But as I broke that agreement, the depression left. So years later, times, months later, weeks later, when those feelings and thoughts of depression would come, I was more positioned because of what the Lord had revealed, what he had accomplished on the cross, what he had done in my heart, to fight that depression, because I'm like, well, that's not fun. That's not me. But the Lord, by his grace, had positioned me to fight that because I had broken the agreement. And that can happen not just with depression, but many, many, many things in our lives, with things that we struggle with. So, Lord, tonight, in Jesus' name, whatever you're surfacing and bringing to the life, bringing to the light in our hearts that we've come into agreement with, Lord, that's not from you. Father, we ask, Father, for forgiveness, Father, for believing the lie of the enemy, where we've wrapped our identity around a problem or a situation. And this is just what I'm hearing from him. There's sometimes that some of you here, and maybe online, that will approach the Lord only when he's the answer to our solution and problem. And then problems define us and not how the Lord defines us. So Lord, I thank you, Father, for that tonight. Lord, in Jesus' name, that Lord, I don't identify myself with all of my problems. And Lord, I repent of that thinking. And Lord, I just release, Lord, your presence tonight into those deep areas. Completely, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for freeing us. Completely, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Sometimes it hits families in generational ways. So I want to break an assignment off of families right now. You want to take this because the movement of Holy Spirit is here right now. So if you have children or grandchildren, you want to participate in this prayer, because that's me. Because there are assignments that Andy's talking about. And so we don't go backwards, but we do agree with what God wants to do. And that's, he's doing something right now. He told me over here, I'm doing something that everybody needs. So let's participate, because we know what repentance is. It's a change of thinking. That's it. And then what we're doing is we're separating ourselves from the assignment that would come against us in our family line that sometimes we think we've already done. And maybe we have, but Andy obviously didn't. So some of you had difficult births also, and the enemy tried to take your life, or it was a difficult beginning after your life finally got there. You had a good birth or a rough birth, but then it was hard after that. So I've prayed for many who have had distress in the womb over the years, and the Lord has just come in supernaturally, because we don't know what it was. None of us do, but the Lord does. So if there's any kind of negativity, depression that even children or grandchildren deal with at all, and we rack it up and we say, well, that's just because life is tough and they're kids. I'm telling you what, we have to smarten up. So let's take authority right now in Jesus' name, and we break anything off. Just agree with that for your own life. We break anything off through the family line. Any generational hold that we don't even know might be there. Anything that would cause distress where it's difficult to walk in joy at times, and it's very difficult to maintain that joy. And many times circumstances will dictate that it's rough. But the spirit of joy wants to come and rise right up right now. And the spirit of joy is Holy Spirit. And so the Lord is freeing us on the inside from anything. We're not fighting depression. Our battle's not against flesh and blood, but it's against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. That's what it is. So we take this authority right now that you've given us, Holy One, and we break it now in the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We apply your blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. You're no respecter of persons. Let it be that every person would experience the freedom right now, Holy Spirit, that you're wanting to bring. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Do you know that religious thinking and inability to just completely be free in our thoughts and even in worship can come through a family line? Do you realize that? We don't sometimes. But the Lord wants us to see that we do need to step in and say, Lord, I will not agree with what I saw in my family, what my parents or my grandparents or even up to the fourth generation, where they were, what they believed, what they did, how they carried themselves. No. The Lord says, you're a new creation right now. So tonight, I speak freedom. Receive it for you, for release and freedom in worship, freedom inside, freedom that if we don't have that freedom, many times it'll show up in our bodies. We break the power of anything over us, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. It's not Andy's testimony. It's great, but it's the Spirit of God that's here tonight. He's here because I saw the fire, and he said, take advantage of it and bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Holy Spirit, just a wave of fiery healing and anointing right now to cover everyone here. Thank you, Father, for a new beginning in areas where we haven't been able to see it. We haven't understood it. Life is good. It's okay. But in these areas, you show us, Holy Spirit. You took Andy on a foreign mission trip and you showed him. So tonight, Father, let it be any place that would exist. But more than that, Father, let your healing power come in with your love being shed all through our body, mind, will, emotions, and spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We speak out your favor tonight over every person here. We don't take what the world says. If they say you don't measure up, we say, I cancel those words in Jesus' name over your children, over your grandchildren. Cancel those words. Do something about it in the Spirit and say no and be willing to pour in. Holy Spirit, pour into all of our children, grandchildren. I don't think there's any great grandchildren in here. But if there would be online, pour in your love. Your love is the greatest power. Amen? Are you receiving that? Are you receiving that? Take it. The Lord wants to blast out. If what Andy said or I said or anybody else has said tonight or sung out is true, then the Spirit of the living God is here and the faith is here. Let faith arise and your enemies be scattered. Let faith arise and enemies be scattered. The Lord says, I want to destroy any tumors or any growths that shouldn't be in our bodies in the name of Jesus. That's the fire of God. And it's not just for a mission thing. It's a time of right now, a presence now word. Receive it now by faith. Receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Do I hear an amen? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Amen.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide. He who dwells in the secret of the Most High God shall abide. Under your shadow, want to live under your shadow. Under your shadow, wanna live under your shadow. I will hide away in you. Your love is my refuge. You're my deliverer.
Under your shadow, wanna live under.
my healer, my only God. You're my precious one, Abba. Coming into your throne, I bow down. You enveloped me with your love. Into your throne, the glory knocks me down. My deliverance in your presence, my holy God. I'm before you, in you, enveloped by your love. That's what I need, that's what I need, that's what I need, that's what I need. You're here to deliver it on me. Deliver precious love, grace and mercy to my touch, my gracious Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords, great I am. I'm with you now. Being changed, being changed, being changed. I'm not the same. I'm being changed. Roaring Lion of Judah, roar into my life. I'm being changed, I'm being rearranged, I'm being changed, being rearranged. Jesus, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so, and I'm finding out in the throne room tonight. Jesus, you're my deliverer, my healer, my all in all. I give you my life, fresh and new, on the altar, fresh and new. Here I am, your little child, you're my big dad. Abba, 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 Abba. Worshiping my Father, loving my Father, receive his arms around my heart. Oh, you're my deliverer, my healer. I lift up, I worship, I worship, I worship. Open up my mouth, open up my heart. Open up my arms to you. I'm changed in your presence. I am different now. It doesn't take My healer, my Lord. We wait for you. Here we are, standing in your presence. Here we are, standing in your presence. Shekinah glory, come down. Shekinah glory, come down. Here we are, standing in your presence. Here we are, standing in your presence. Shekinah glory, come down. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Receive the goodness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. We wait for you. of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Release the fullness of your spirit. Shekinah glory come. Shekinah glory come. Thank you, Father. You've been so good to us all the time, every day, every moment. Your thoughts about us are like the sands of the seashores, of all the oceans and fresh waters in the world. And they're always good, always positive. We're the one that has the negative thoughts. Because we're your children, you know you can accomplish more in us through positive, uplifting, encouraging thoughts, convicting thoughts, but with love, disciplining thoughts, but with love. You can accomplish more by that than telling us off, barking orders at us, yelling at us. That's a different Father. It's not you. Jesus. Your love draws us in. And there's so much waiting for us. We bless your name. We honor your name. We lift up your name tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. See you Sunday.